بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد حضرت مولانا احمد چوہان صاحب just concluded his tafsir with a very profound statement that ultimately our aim, our objective is to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The entire month of Ramadan, that was our focus. That was our objective. That Allah must be happy, Allah must be pleased with us. We fasted in the month of Ramadan, so that at the time of iftar, we have something to present to Allah. Allah, you be happy, Allah, you be pleased with us. At night, we made Taraweeh, Qiyamul Layl. So we have something to present to Allah. How weak it may be, but we present it to Allah. It's a broken effort. Allah, you be happy, you be pleased with us. And this is a dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaaka wal jannah. Oh Allah, we want from you your pleasure. You be happy, you be pleased with us. And Allah grant us jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wan nar. Allah, we seek refuge in your anger, your displeasure, and we seek refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَرِدْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The ridwan of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, that is the greatest thing. And this is such a ni'mat that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give it to the inmates of Jannah. When a person will go into Jannah, he will have all the ni'mats and bounties of Jannah. He will have beautiful palaces. He will have beautiful gardens. Everything he will get. Allah will then tell to the inmates of Jannah, ask me what you all want. They will present everything to Allah. Allah will say, ask and ask and ask. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will tell him there's still one thing left. اليوم أحل عليكم رضواني فلا أسخط عليكم بعده أبدا. Today I'm bestowing upon you my ridwan, my pleasure. After this day, I'll never ever be displeased with you. Despite having all the ni'mats in Jannah, the greatest ni'mat that a person will enjoy in Jannah is the pleasure of Allah. Brothers, what is supposed to be the greatest ni'mat in Jannah? That ni'mat, we can get it in this world and make our world a Jannah. And that is by making the zikr of Allah. We make the zikr, we're living in this world. You compare this world with what the akhirat is, it is dirt, it is difficult, it's hard. But this very same world, when we turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah, this world of ours will become Jannah. Because we got Almighty Allah on our side. One way to make this, well, zikrullahi akbar. On one side Allah says, waridwanu min Allahi akbar. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. And in another verse Allah says, the zikr of Allah is the greatest thing. And one hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, afzalu zikr. The most virtuous zikr, the greatest zikr that a person can make is to proclaim the purity of Allah, the oneness of Allah, la ilaha illallah. That is why it is called kalima tayyib. In the maktabs we learn kalima tayyib. Sometimes we don't tell what it means, we just know it as kalima tayyib. But when we translate it in English, then we understand what it stands for, the pure statement. Kalima tayyib, tayyib means pure. And why is it pure? Because it's representing who our Allah is, who is the curator, who is the creator of purity, and purity only emanates from Allah. La ilaha illallah. No one worthy of worship but Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem what is kalima tayyib. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. Allah gives an example of kalima tayyib. It's like a huge powerful tree, the roots of which are deeply inserted into the ground. Unlike a tree where the roots are not too deep in the ground, the tree can fall off any time. But this is such a huge, powerful tree. Tree itself is very powerful. Trunk is powerful. The roots of it are deep into the ground, carrying the trunk very, very firmly. The branches are high up in the sky. And every season, it is presenting beautiful fruits. Sweet, wholesome fruits. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, this is the example of Kalima Tayyib. In the heart of a believer, it's deep down inside his heart. Once that Kalima Tayyib goes deep down in the heart, it can't come out. It's in us, we live it. We believe in the oneness of Allah. Nothing can shake that. And it brings its fruits every now and then. That is the consequence of the Kalima Tayyib. We worship Allah, we get close to Allah, we only enjoy a beautiful, wholesome life with Kalima Tayyib. Where a non-Muslim enjoys that, that type of life where we Muslims enjoy. We attach ourselves to Allah and we gain the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We get the pleasure of Allah. And this zikr is such a great thing. Allah speaks about His arsh, the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then He says that الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah's arsh, such a powerful creation of Allah. Allah is on His arsh. He says that those creations referring to the malaika, they are holding the arsh of Allah. And they are making the zikr, praising and glorifying Allah. Imagine, malaika right by the arsh of Allah, they making the zikr of Allah. They praising, they glorifying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person make the zikr of Allah, praises Allah, glorifies Allah, that zikr itself, it is formed into a being that goes under the arsh of Allah and it hymns the praise of Allah like the humming of a bee. And that zikr itself is represents the zakir, the person that makes the zikr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that if you would want somebody to remember you, to represent you under the arsh of Allah, then make the zikr of Allah. What a great thing. Who among us don't want to be represented by Allah? Sometimes we want to be represented by big people around the world. You're sitting somewhere, you got somebody to represent you. Let your own zikr represent you by Allah under the arsh of Allah. Allah grants us tawfiq, Allah give us hidayat to understand the value and the importance of zikr. Allah tells us about Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Great Nabi of Allah. Allah gave him a beautiful voice. He used to sit in the mornings and make the zikr of Allah. And when he used to make the zikr of Allah, beautiful voice, Allah said, "Inna sakharna al-jibal ma'ahu yusabbihna bil-ashi wal-ishraq wa-t-tayra mahshura." Kullul lahu awwab. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam used to make zikr. And his voice was so beautiful that now Allah subordinated the mountains to make zikr with Dawud alayhi salam. We may not understand it. But the effect of the zikr of Dawud alayhi salatu had the effect on the mountains. The mountains also started making zikr with Dawud alayhi salam. And وَالطَّيْرَ mahshura. The birds they'd be flying around were also attracted with the zikr of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. And they would also make zikr with Dawud alayhi salam. What the environment that must have been. A Nabi of Allah sitting somewhere, heart, soul, mind attached to Allah. Now, everything around him is making zikr. The mountain is making zikr. The trees are making zikr. The plants are making zikr. The bird that is flying across also making zikr. This is what we should do. Create a mahol and an environment of zikr. Inculcate that habit of zikr in us. And you know, when we make the zikr, make it a habit of making zikr. Every day you sit one place, then Allah will put barakah in that place for the zikr. You'll get used to the zikr. Then that mahol, that environment around you would also get used to zikr. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Sometimes we have worldly engagements
And we feel that is important, we need to pay attention to that. Those worldly engagements will come and go, but your time for zikr will get lost. Push yourself, push ourselves to make the zikr of Allah. Take out 10 minutes, take out 15 minutes, and make the zikr, you push yourself. Otherwise, those worldly engagements will come and go, you wouldn't make the zikr. But if you make the zikr, take out that 5, 10, 15 minutes every day, you increasing a quality, creating a quality in your life. And with that barakat of zikr, Allah will fulfill all the other needs as well. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيَّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Allah tells us, that person who lives a life without making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, غَافِل. One is to be a mu'min, perform our salah, etc. And at the same time making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the person become completely غَافِل, unmindful of the zikr of Allah. Then Allah says, over a period of time, a time will come in his life that a shaitan will be appointed to, on him, and the person will come out from the path of Allah. Allah save us, Allah protect us, grant us tawfiq in hidayat to make zikr, attach ourselves all the time to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's one hadith, it is called hadith e bitaqa. The hadith is mentioned in the books of hadith. It is the hadith of the piece of paper. This hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned just to show to us the value and the importance of just the zikr, la ilaha illallah. One person will present himself in the court of Allah. He hardly did any good deeds. And when all his evil deeds will be put on the scale, then it will outweigh everything. You'll think, where am I going to go? Destruction, disaster, doom upon him. Until one piece of paper will be put on the other side of the scale, and it will outweigh everything. Just one piece of paper, small piece of paper, and on the other side, all evil deeds. That small piece of paper will outweigh everything. What was a small piece of paper? It is that La ilaha illallah. It's not just a piece of paper, it is what is contained in that zikr, in that La ilaha illallah, that will outweigh everything. And that is that La ilaha illallah, the zikr we make. We don't only say La ilaha illallah, we believe in the contents, the meaning behind La ilaha illallah. Tawheed, oneness of Almighty Allah. If there's anybody to do anything, it is Allah. If there's anyone we should attach ourselves, it is Allah. If there's any good that comes, it comes from Allah. Any bad decree comes, it comes from Allah. Allah tests our iman. We attach ourselves with Almighty Allah. So Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat every single day of our life. Try to take out 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Wherever there is a zikr gathering, one is if you can do it by yourself, fine. But generally, when there is a zikr gathering, it makes it easier for people to make the zikr and complete your ma'amulat. And like how in worldly engagement, you have to present yourself at a certain time, certain place, you make sure you are there. You're not there, you probably will be at a failure, you'll be at a loss. Likewise, when it comes to our zikr, certain ma'amulat of ours, we need to push ourselves. This is for the men folk. Women folk in the homes also make zikr. Take out your time. Women play a very crucial role in inculcating a mahol of zikr, tilawat, and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala come in the homes. The mothers, sisters, they push themselves. They make zikr, make our children also make the zikr, and inshallah we'll see the barakat, the peace, the harmony, rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala come in our homes. Allah grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayat to take out far time and make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Recite three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا اله الا الله 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 لا اله الا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
لا اله الا الله 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 لا اله الا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
الا الله 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 Allah, 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 Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu ma'i, Allahu karimi, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allah.
Let us remind ourselves of that one hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person makes zikr, upon completing his zikr, an announcer announces from the side of Allah, an angel announces, stand up, mafuran, that all your sins are forgiven. With the barakat of making zikr, Allah gets so happy, Allah wipes away all his haqq and right that Allah has over us, and Allah forgive us. Make dua, Allah make us among those people that are maghfoor, or those, among those people whose sins are forgiven. And then the second announcement that comes, that Allah have changed all your sayyi'at, your bad, Allah have converted them into hasanat. Now, it's not like the sayyi'at, the evil are there, they are now converted and they made into hasanat. Instead of punishing us for the guna, Allah convert the guna now into hasanat and keep it as a treasure for us. Make dua, Allah make it among those people. There's time to make dua, time to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The dua after zikr is most definitely accepted. Make dua for ourselves, make dua for our near dear ones, make dua for all the marhumin, make dua for the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.